from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, did Belmar police really put a surfer in a chokehold and slam him to the ground over a beach badge? That's the story being told by those posting video of the confrontation to social media. The video can be seen at nj1015.com, and it is disturbing. A woman on one video was heard asking officers, "Why are you arresting him? His badge is right here." Belmar police have confirmed the arrest and say the incident's now under review. The surfer visiting from California is charged with disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and obstruction of justice, as well as violating a local ordinance, presumably not having a beach badge. Fairfield is the latest New Jersey community to see its rash of high-end car thefts. This resident says his BMW was stolen, as well as items in his house while asleep with his family.
Somebody would have wound up dead. I would have been dead. They would have been dead. Either way, it would have been terrible if we woke up during this.
Fairfield Police Chief Anthony Manna says three vehicles were stolen just last week in his community. He's calling for the state to enact stronger consequences for this crime, especially for juvenile offenders. Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes ended a four-month slide in July as easing mortgage rates and a pickup in properties on the market encouraged home shoppers. Existing home sales rose 1.3% last month from June to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 3.95 million, the National Association of Realtors said on Thursday. Sales fell 2.5% compared with July of last year and are running below last year's pace. The new school year can be a major stressor in the household even before it begins. Clinical psychologist Joe Galasso at Baker Street Behavioral Health says you don't want to avoid the topic. Prepare your child for the upcoming change.
If you know that your child is a little bit more anxious about going to school, I recommend driving past the school, looking at pictures of the school, maybe playing on the playground at the school, right, so that it starts to feel more real and tangible.
And he adds, you want to adjust schedules in the home now when it comes to sleep and meals. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Are we done with this fake fall? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It's time to put the pumpkin spice away for a little while. A warming trend really kicks in tomorrow, making for much more summerish, but still incredibly pleasant weather for the final weekend of August. Clear and comfortably cool tonight. We're going to dip into the upper 50s on average. And then tomorrow, I think it's going to feel warmer. Sunshine, highs around 80 degrees. Saturday, we'll see periods of sun and clouds. It'll be seasonably warm, but still not humid. Highs 80 to 85. And we'll enjoy more of the same on Sunday. Partly sunny skies and highs in the mid-80s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
It's 74 in Rockaway, 76 in Franklin, and Beach Haven has 75 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by County Concrete. Get ready-mix concrete, sand, and crushed gravel with their top-of-the-line delivery service throughout northern New Jersey. Find more info today at countyconcretenj.com. That's countyconcretenj.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.